2 years ago, Ana Zamora was on top of the world. She'd written a letter to then-President Obama, who invited her to his State of the Union address. Here's what she told KERA in 2015.
And in the letter, I expressed my story and what I expected from the future and how grateful I was to be a recipient of DACA.
DACA is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Obama created it to keep approved young immigrants in this country. Last fall, while Donald Trump was running for president, he vowed to end the program, though during a press conference this week, he wouldn't commit. As KERA's Gus Contreras reports, that leaves people like Ana Zamora in limbo.
Ana Zamora spent the last 2 years teaching kindergarten at Uplift Triumph Prep, a charter school near Love Field.
If you're at 8, how many more do you need to get to 10? Yes, Mia?
Two
more, because everybody show me 8 fingers.
And despite having a work permit in the U.S. until 2018, she's feeling a little shaky.
If you put yourself in my place, this is exactly how I feel. You're just like walking and you don't know when you're going to fall.
750,000 young unauthorized immigrants have gotten work permits and deportation relief through the DACA program. Zamora's been a recipient since it was created in 2012 and has to reapply every other year. Candidate Donald Trump had some pretty strong words about the so-called dreamers, like Zamora during the campaign last fall.
I want dreamers to come from the United States. I want the people in the United States that have children. I want them to have dreams also. We're always talking about dreamers for other people. I want the children that are growing up in the United States to be dreamers also. They're not dreaming right now.
In a press conference last week, President Trump hit a different note.
We are going to deal with DACA with heart. I have to deal with a lot of politicians, don't forget. And I have to convince them that what I'm saying is right.
Trump sparked protests at airports in Texas and across the country last month with executive orders that target refugees and travel, not DACA. Still, Zamora's looking for something a little more stable.
Throughout time, we have seen that it was only a Band-Aid. And so currently right now, I feel like many people don't feel safe because DACA is just a permit for you to be able to work. You're not legally here, and it can be taken away at any moment.
The term dreamer comes from the DREAM Act, first proposed in Congress a decade and a half ago, but never passed. A bipartisan group in Washington is now behind what's known as the Bridge Act. It would give people like Zamora 3 years of deportation relief and permission to work. Even though Republican senators like Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake have signed on, Lisa Garcia Bedoya doesn't hold out much hope. She's a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, who specializes in race, gender, and class.
I think the chances are low, but I think the fact that the chances are low really speaks to how much the context of immigration policy has changed, and the fact that we are at a place where just the extension of DACA, which is less than the DREAM Act, right, in the sense that it does not allow a true path for legalization for these individuals, the fact that even that has no likelihood of passing in the House of Representatives really speaks to how far we've come on this issue.
Zamora's come a long way, too. She was a toddler when her parents left San Luis Potosí, Mexico, for Dallas. Her two younger siblings were born here, leaving her as the family's outlier.
I never made a decision to come to the United States. It was my parents' decision, and so sometimes we're blamed for that, but really we're just here, and we've served so much to the United States, and the United States has given to us as well. And so for us, I feel like we are Americans, and so we don't see it another way.
And even though she says it's hard to plan anything beyond the next 2 years, she still holds on to the hope of a green card. Gus Contreras, KERA News.